everyone, and welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I'm Lorraine. I'm your host today, and today we are episode 101.5. Today is Thursday, and we'll be reading Judges chapter 20. So welcome to everyone out there who is joining us today. For all of you who have been on this journey for a while, welcome. Grateful that you're still hanging in there. Don't give up. It's, you know, always good with God's Word. If you're a newcomer, Leap of Faith Podcast is about reading the Word of God into the world one chapter at a time. We do it 5 days a week, and I say we because I do it 4 days, but then on Fridays I do it with my co-host, Jeremiah. So tune in tomorrow if you'd like to see a little bit more. It's a little bit longer. We do a lot of talking, he's like my work wife, husband, whatever, work husband. You know, we have a connection that there's the friendship that we've always had, even from back when we used to work at the church together. But anyway, so that's what we do. And I'm glad that everybody was able to take a little bit of time out of their day to read. So, format is we will pray, get a Bible verse, and then read the chapter. So let's pray. Holy and mighty God, we come to your altar with hearts of thanksgiving and gratitude. We are grateful for all that you do, all that you provide. We should be on our hands and on our faces, giving you all the honor, all the glory, and all of the praise, Lord. We are so thankful. We are most thankful for the gift of your Son, Jesus, his sacrifice on the cross, the blood that he shed, the life that he gave for us. From the time he was born till the time he died on that cross, he gave his life for us. And we are so thankful, and we don't take it for granted what he did for us. We're grateful for the gift of salvation, the forgiveness of our sins, and the promise of heaven, eternally living with you. Lord, I am thankful for those who are out there listening, watching. I pray blessings over every person out there. Watch over them, protect them, guide them, direct them in all that they do. We want to be in your will, Lord. All of us want to be doing exactly what it is that you want us to be doing in this world. I pray for newcomers, Lord. I pray that the word will get out there to more people. I pray that this website and this podcast will grow, and more people will come to love your word the way we have. Lord, we ask you to enter into this time in your word. We ask you to empty us of ourselves, clear our minds, clear our hearts, and fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we can be understanding who you are and get to know you even better. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say, and keep us out of your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so this is your Bible verse of the day. Is from 26th is today, October 26th. October 26th, 2023, for anybody out there who might be listening in the future, I don't know, but if there's stuff going on out there, this is the day that we read this Bible verse. Maybe it's pertinent to whatever it is that you're going through as you're listening to this. I don't know. So this is Proverbs 26, verse 20. Fire goes out without wood, and quarrels disappear when gossip stops. I found this very interesting. All the rest of it was all about fools, and it was kind of negative. And, you know, I really try to be more positive with my Bible verse of the day, and I always pray, you know, God, give it to me. And this is what popped out for me. And, you know, just like fire goes out without wood, if you have no fuel for it, it's not going to go. Same thing with quarrels. You know, it's going to disappear. When gossip stops, when you stop the fuel that goes into gossiping, then the quarreling and the disagreements will stop. Okay. I try very much to not gossip. I try not to talk about people behind their backs. If it's not my story to tell, I don't. I'm not perfect. I'm not saying that I'm absolutely perfect with it because it's a battle. I grew up in an Italian family, and the aunts, the uncles, the grandmothers, everybody seemed to be having an opinion about everybody else's life. You know what? Take the plank out of your own eye before you go looking for somebody else's in their eye, right? That's in, I think, in Matthew somewhere. We've read it. We'll probably read it again after we're done with the Old Testament. All right, well, that's it for your Bible verse. And so let's go ahead and dive in to our chapter 20. And did I say 19 or 20? Okay, well, it is chapter 20. I apologize if I said 19 earlier. And this is episode 101.5. Israel's war with Benjamin. Okay, so we're continuing on after the horrendous thing that happened to the Levites' concubine after she was brutally attacked and raped until she died. And now this is the aftermath of that. I'm not exactly sure of all of the history that goes with it. I know that we're on the last two chapters of Judges, and then we go into Ruth, which is a different timeline, I think, because this book, this Bible is a normal Bible. It's not in a timeline order. Okay. Israel's war with Benjamin. Then all the Israelites were united as one man, from Dan in the north to Beersheba in the south, including those from across the Jordan in the land of Gilead. The entire community assembled in the presence of the Lord at Mizpah. The leaders of all the people and all the tribes of Israel, 400,000 warriors armed with swords, took their positions in the assembly of the people of God. Word soon reached the land of Benjamin that the other tribes had gone up to Mizpah. Oh, I didn't highlight that. The Israelites then asked how this terrible crime had happened. I'm sorry, I'm going to pause for a second. Okay. The Israelites then asked how this terrible crime had happened. The Levite, the husband of the woman who had been murdered, said, "My concubine and I came to spend the night in Gibeah, a town that belongs to the people of Benjamin. That night, some of the leading citizens of Gibeah surrounded the house, planning to kill me, and they raped my concubine until she was dead. So I cut her body into 12 pieces and sent the pieces throughout the territory assigned to Israel, for these men have committed a terrible and shameful crime. Now, then all of you, the entire community of Israel, must decide, here and now, what should be done about this?" And all the people rose to their feet in unison and declared, "None of us will return home, not even one of us. Instead, this is what we will do to Gibeah. We will draw lots to decide who will attack it. 1/10 of the men from each tribe will be chosen to supply the warriors with food, and the rest of us will take revenge on Gibeah of Benjamin for this shameful thing they have done in Israel." So all the Israelites were completely united, and they gathered together to attack the town. The Israelites sent messengers to the tribe of Benjamin, saying, "What a terrible thing has been done among you. Give up those evil men, those troublemakers from Gibeah, so we can execute them and purge Israel of this evil." But the people of Benjamin would not listen. Instead, they came from their towns and gathered at Gibeah to fight the Israelites. In all, 26,000 of their warriors, armed with swords, arrived in Gibeah to join the 700 elite troops who lived there. Among Benjamin's elite troops, 700 were left-handed, and each of them could sling a rock and hit a target within a hair's breadth without missing. Israel had 400,000 experienced soldiers armed with swords, not counting Benjamin's warriors. Before the battle, the Israelites went to Bethel and asked God which tribe should go first to attack the people of Benjamin. The Lord answered, "Judah is to go first." So the Israelites left early the next morning and camped near Gibeah. Then they advanced towards Gibeah to attack the men of Benjamin. But Benjamin's warriors who were defending the town came out and killed 22,000 Israelites on the battlefield that day. But the Israelites encouraged each other and took their positions again at the same place they had fought the previous day. For they had gone up to Bethel and wept in the presence of the Lord until evening. They had asked the Lord, "Should we fight against our relatives from Benjamin again?" And the Lord had said, "Go out and fight against them." So the next day they went out again to fight against the men of Benjamin. But the men of Benjamin killed another 18,000 Israelites, all of whom were experienced with the sword. Then all the Israelites went up to Bethel and wept in the presence of the Lord and fasted until evening. They also brought burnt offerings and peace offerings to the Lord. The Israelites went up seeking direction from the Lord. In those days the Ark of the Covenant of God was in Bethel. And Phinehas, son of Eleazar and grandson of Aaron, was the priest. The Israelites asked the Lord, "Should we fight against our relatives from Benjamin again, or should we stop?" The Lord said, Tomorrow I will hand them over to you." So the Israelites set an ambush all around Gibeah. They went out on the third day and took their position at the same place as before. When the men of Benjamin came out to attack, they were drawn away from the town. And as they had done before, they began to kill the Israelites. About 30 Israelites died in the open fields and along the roads, one leading to Bethel and the other leading back to Gibeah. Then the warriors of Benjamin shouted, "We are defeating them as we did before." But the Israelites had planned in advance to run away so that the men of Benjamin would chase them along the roads and be drawn away from the town. When the main group of Israelite warriors reached Baal Tamar, they turned and looked and took up their positions. Meanwhile, the Israelites hiding in ambush to the west of Gibeah jumped up to fight. There were 10,000 elite Israelite troops who advanced against Gibeah. The fighting was so heavy that Benjamin didn't realize the impending disaster. So the Lord helped Israel defeat Benjamin. And that day the Israelites killed 25,100 of Benjamin's warriors, all of whom were experienced swordsmen. Then the men of Benjamin saw that they were beaten. The Israelites had retreated from Benjamin's warriors in order to give those hiding in ambush more room to maneuver against Gibeah. Then those who were hiding rushed in from all sides and killed everyone in the town. They had arranged to send up a large cloud of smoke from the town as a signal. When the Israelites saw the smoke, they turned and attacked Benjamin's warriors. By that time, Benjamin's warriors had killed about 30 Israelites, and they shouted, "We're defeating them as we did in the first battle." But when the warriors of Benjamin looked behind them and saw the smoke rising into the sky from every part of the town, the men of Israel turned and attacked. At this point, the men of Benjamin became terrified, because they realized disaster was close at hand. So they turned around and fled before the Israelites toward the wilderness, but they couldn't escape the battle, and the people who came out of the nearby towns were also killed. The Israelites surrounded the men of Benjamin and chased them relentlessly, finally overtaking them east of Gibeah. That day, 18,000 of Benjamin's strongest warriors died in battle. The survivors fled into the wilderness toward the rock of Rimmon, but Israel killed 5,000 of them along the road. They continued the chase until they had killed another 2,000 near Gittim. So that day the tribe of Benjamin lost 25,000 strong warriors armed with swords, leaving only 600 men who escaped to the rock of Rimmon, where they lived for 4 months. And the Israelites returned and slaughtered every living thing in all the towns, the people, the livestock, and everything they found. They also burned down all the towns they came to. Well, alrighty then. Well, this is not good. They're fighting against one of their own clans. That's kind of sad, right? Right? Okay. I highlighted a lot. You know what? I'm just going to give you a view of what I've got highlighted. Can you see that? Yeah. I mean, it's a lot. What I basically did was just kind of kept highlighting the stuff that was like important to me as far as what was the historical part of it. First and foremost, I thought it was interesting that they had 400,000 warriors armed with swords. 2 weeks ago, in October of 2023, there was an attack on Israel, and as they're getting ready to fight back in the Gaza Strip, I'm going to have to look it up, but I think they said they are 400,000 troops ready. So I thought that was kind of interesting. It sort of jumped at me. It was either 300 or 400, but if it's 400, that's really interesting that that's what happened over there in present day. So now they've got 26,000 from the tribe of Benjamin, and that's in verse 14 or 15. In all, 26,000 of their warriors armed with swords arrived in Gibeah to join the 700 elite. So actually they've got 26,700. And Israel had 400,000 experienced soldiers armed with swords, not counting Benjamin's warriors. And then in the end, it says in 46, so that day the tribe of Benjamin lost 25,000 of their 26,000 warriors. So 1,000 of them went and lived up in the rock, wherever, of Rimmon, for 4 months. So most of it, I mean, again, if you look here, this is my second page, is filled with highlights. I don't know if you can see that. There it is, sort of. There you go. So I've got a whole ton of, you know, stuff highlighted there. Just because it just seemed, you know, it was very meticulously told how they did it. And ultimately, the things that did ping on me, let me go back. Okay, so there were some things that did ping on me. So the Israelites encouraged each other and took their positions, but they went to Bethel, where the Ark of the Covenant was, and they asked God, should we fight against our relatives from Benjamin, you know, should we fight against, up in 18, first he says it in 18, which tribe should go first? He says Judah. And so they did, and they got 22,000 killed. Then they go back again, like, should we be fighting against our relatives? You know, is this the right thing to do? And the Lord says, you know, yeah, go. There was another 18,000 that were killed. So now we're at 40,000 Israelites that were killed. And then they go back up again to Bethel. They weep, they pray, they're fasting, they're bringing burnt offerings. And they said, should we fight against our relatives from Benjamin again, or should we just stop? I mean, this is crazy. We've lost 40,000, you know, of our soldiers. And the Lord said, go, tomorrow I will hand them over to you. So that was very clear to them. And he did, you know, he did exactly what he said he was going to do. So, you know, they set up an ambush, they burned the town down. I mean, it's very rich in history telling us exactly what happened. What makes me sad is that they're fighting against their own people. So that's kind of odd to me. It makes me sad that those men were so evil. And you know what? When they went to the tribe of Benjamin, said, you know, turn these guys over, they're bad. If Benjamin had just done it, this would have never happened. They would have never had anybody, you know, killed. So they should have just turned those, you know, whatever few horrible men over, and they didn't. And so they had to go to war. So tomorrow, I guess we'll find out what happens, maybe. I just find it intriguing to hear how God is working, and that they are going to him and they're asking, you know, and I can only pray that that is what the Israelites are doing now over in Israel while they're, you know, defending their country. So we only pray that they are in God's will and that God's will be done. That's what we can do and pray. And that's without being political. So that's it for today for our reading. But as always, I at the point where I don't ever want anybody to leave this podcast without having the opportunity, if they feel like God has been calling them to become a follower of Christ, I always want to make sure that they have that opportunity. And it's not because of me. It's not because of my prayer. It's about, you know, what God is leading you to do. And if you feel like God is calling you, I would answer. So I will lead you in the prayer of salvation. And I hope that you will say it with me. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Holy God, today I put my trust in you. I know I'm a sinner and I know I'm not perfect and I've sinned against you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the sacrifice of your son Jesus on the cross. It's his perfect and spotless blood that covers all of my sins, past, present, and future. On this day, I accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations. Welcome into this wonderful family of Christ. You are adopted in, and it's amazing. It's your new birthday today. Mark it. We always say mark it in your Bible under today's reading, that today's your day. You can dog ear it. You can put a bookmark in there, whatever. I mean, you know, whatever is going to make your attention to that for this day. Put it in your phone. Mark it on your wall calendar, whatever, you know, pointing to my wall. But, you know, make sure that you celebrate because it is a day of celebration. Tell somebody, you know, go out to dinner. We also highly encourage you to join a church, find a pastor, and, you know, if you've got questions, you can ask them. We also recommend you join a ministry or a Bible study. You can start a Bible study. Pray about it. Maybe God's sending you into the mission field. I don't know what it is, but you got to find out what God wants you to do and be faithful to what his will is for you. And we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us by email, Lorraine@leapoffaithpodcast.org or Jeremiah@leapoffaithpodcast.org, or you can message us on Facebook. You can message us on Instagram, I believe. You can make a comment, I think, on any one of the platforms. We encourage you to follow us on all of these different platforms, because the more followers we have, the more people are going to be recognizing that there is the Word of God out there to be read, to be listened to be heard. So I highly encourage you to do that. So that's it for today. As always, I don't know what time of day it is that you're able to do this, morning, noon, night, I have no idea. But I'm glad that you're able to take out, it's now 22 minutes, 23 minutes out of your day. So I hope to see you tomorrow with Jeremiah. I hope you tune in and have a great day. And I will see you tomorrow. God bless.